Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Brady Jasper. We're going to talk Hiawatha girls basketball. The Lady Redhawks are 2-10 on the season. Both wins coming in Big 7 league play. Coach, I want to go back and wrap up your tournament there last week. And, you know, saw three different opponents and pretty good opponents, as it turned out. Lafayette and Concordia, and then West Nottoway was a pretty good game on Saturday. Ended up falling 51-44. So, as mentioned, at least you got some different looks against some different teams and pretty good teams. What were kind of your just biggest takeaways from your team in the tournament this year?
Yeah, well, it was a good tournament week for us, except for, as you mentioned, we weren't able to grab any wins. But we played a wide variety of teams last week, starting off with Lafayette in the first round game. And that was an eye-opener for us and kind of a, you know, honestly, probably a team that we're just not quite on that level. But at least we were exposed to it and challenged in that way. So they roughed us up, and we come back with a pretty good Concordia team. Concordia girls are playing pretty well right now, and they have a marquee player that was tough for us to watch out for in the defensive scouting report. And then West Nottoway on Saturday, a snazzy little team from Northwest Missouri, a small school team, but very capable, good group of guards, and a good post player inside. So we've actually played pretty well on Saturday just to keep that game close and neck and neck back and forth with that team. So all in all, we had a pretty decent week despite the losing, and probably made some gains within our team and was playing a little bit better. So we're just going to call it that.
Maybe it showed last night as well, because you played pretty good returning to Big 7 league play against one of the top teams in the league, Nemaus Central. In fact, had the game tied in the final seconds. You end up falling 44-42. So I know it's frustrating and has to feel kind of like a heartbreaker, because your girls played and did so many things well, but just couldn't quite get the winning plays, I guess, in the end to get the victory.
Yeah, sure. And as you started our conversation today, we led with 2-10 Lady Redhawks, and boy, that just sounds, you know, sounds terrible. But we are getting better, and we did play well last night at times to hang around there a little bit. So despite the record, I do feel like our team is not stuck. We're moving in the right direction. It's just been kind of a slow go, but we still have some time left.
The freshman Nelson had a pretty good offensive game last night. Looks like maybe some of your younger players are starting to turn the corner a little bit. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I felt like Kylie was pretty good last night, and I also kind of felt like we've been waiting for her to show some of that progress that I was hoping for, or maybe expecting earlier in the year. Maybe that was kind of unfair, but now I think we're seeing some of it.
You look at your upcoming schedule. You got Perry LeCompton on Friday, and then you play Monday and Tuesday, so three games next week. And of course, a lot of teams are doing this, but how do you approach these next couple days of practice, knowing that you're going to have, you know, three game days coming up without much time in between?
Well, yeah, I mean, practicing is going to get tough. We're getting ready to get to the part now with some snow days and makeup days. It's going to be game, 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 boom, boom, boom. So, and that might set itself up well for us right now. We're just kind of, like I said, maybe we're getting some traction and making some progress, and some of those games are what we need. It'd be nice to snag a win, you know, just to keep the confidence and the troops up and make sure everybody's feeling the way they should and approaching each game like we want to. So that's what we're hoping for.
Kind of crazy, but as I look at the schedule, am I right? I mean, this is your first meeting with both Perry and Jeff West here on Friday and Monday. You got to play those teams still twice in the month of February, correct?
Yeah. Both of those those first-timers were snowed out and rescheduled, so we'll be playing both of those teams twice in kind of quick turnarounds, as well as seeing Holton again, and we still got to go to Riverside, return that trip, and finishing up there with Sabetha at the end of the year at home. So We still have some winnable games on our schedule. We just need to make sure that we're trying to keep improving all the way through the finish line and not let up early.
You bet. Well, a couple real close games and good performances Saturday and last night for your team. Hopefully keeping spirits high. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming contest. We'll chat about them next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball next.